Chapter 15. As Victor, Elsa, and John sat on the schoolyard during recess, they suddenly saw Spoonlicker waving to them from the other end of the schoolyard. They ran to him, and he greeted them with a broad smile. "Are you up for a little challenge?" asked Spoonlicker. "What kind of challenge?" asked Victor curiously. "If you catch me, I'll give each one of you a clementine. How does that sound?" "Got you," said John, who grabbed Spoonlicker's beard. "Ouch," said the Yule lad. "Not yet, I wasn't ready, and it's not allowed to pull the beard of Yule lads. It hurts a lot."
"Oh, I'm sorry," apologized John. "I was just so excited."
"That's all right," said Spoonlicker, and smiled to John. "Kids, this is a chase game, and I run very fast," said Spoonlicker. 3, 2, 1, go," he said, and ran off as fast as he could.
"Wow, it's going to be difficult to catch him," the kids said.
"Not as difficult as you think," said Victor, who was hiding behind a castle on the schoolyard.
"Tag, I got you," he said, and grabbed Spoonlicker as he ran past the castle.
Spoonlicker, who was unprepared, fell flat on the snow, and Victor by his side. They both laughed.
"You two look nice," said Elsa, and lay down by their side and began making a snow angel with her hands and feet.
"That was fun," the kids said to Spoonlicker, who got up, shook the snow off his beard, handed the children their clementines, and said goodbye.